It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to another edition of Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me for the program today. Have you ever felt like life is just a battle? Like you go from one struggle to the next? You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul writes about this subject, and in verse 3, he said, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does." See, we fight our battles in a different way. He says, "On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds." Now, you might be thinking today, "Pastor Keith, I'm not even sure I'm living in a battle. I'm not even sure I'm involved in a war. Why would I need weapons?" Because there is a battle going on, friend, whether you realize it or not. Our adversary, our enemy, is Satan, the fallen angel. The Bible says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So God lets us know there is a battle going on. It's a battle between good and evil. And the weapons we fight with, Paul says, they're not the weapons of the world. They have divine power to demolish strongholds. Friend, you need to know today, God has some weapons for you, and they are powerful. They can demolish strongholds. Those are the things that Satan builds up in our mind. He said, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." Isn't it interesting that this one passage of Scripture where Paul is really talking about spiritual warfare, he also mentions here that the battle is involved in the mind. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Our mind is our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. It's what the Bible calls our heart. And so many times, the real battle in life, it takes place in our mind. Spiritual warfare. There are sometimes when we see evil is so blatant, it's so powerful that, you know, we get scared or we struggle. You remember September 11th, 2001? I mean, we saw the face of evil as planes began crashing into the World Trade Center. That kind of evil is real obvious, isn't it? Or even when you drive down the streets and there's a drug dealer doing a deal on the street corner or prostitution taking place, we see that kind of evil and we recognize that Satan's at work in our world. But friend, many times the battle, the real evil we're facing, is not so much the social evils as it is the thoughts in our mind that Satan brings, trying to bring us down. And there's a battle. It's a battle of the mind. Even Jesus told us in John 16:33, he says, "I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you'll have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Isn't that great news, friend? In this world you'll have trouble. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, that's Satan. But I have come that you might have life, Jesus said. So even though we go through this trouble in the world, take heart, because Jesus overcame the world system. He overcame the enemy. Sometimes so much more than our physical struggle can be our mental struggle. See, that's where the devil brings thoughts into your mind. Thoughts of accusation, thoughts telling you you're never good enough, you're never going to be good enough, and God doesn't love you when in fact, he loves you so much, he gave his only son for you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, "We fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." See, there's another dimension than what we see with our eyes, and that is the spiritual realm. God wants you to know we fix our eyes or we make our focus on the spiritual and not just what's going on in this world. Sometimes we can be so discouraged with everything going on in the world, it's easy to become disillusioned. But friend, I want you to know God is here today. He's got your back. He's helping you in the middle of your struggle, in the middle of whatever you're facing. Now, you might be thinking, but Keith, what is the weapons that Paul's talking about when he says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're mighty through prayer for the pulling down of strongholds? What are those weapons? I believe the first weapon we have is truth. Truth is a powerful thing. Jesus said in John 8, verse 31, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciple. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. See, friend, truth is a powerful weapon. It can set you free, even though you feel like you've been bound. Truth is not just knowledge. It's not just wisdom or what you learn in a classroom. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Our world tries to teach us that there are many roads to God, but that's not true. There's only one way to the Father, and that is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, not I am a way. He's the only way to the Father. Now, today, the devil may be filling your mind with lies. He might be telling you things that, well, you might believe them because of your circumstances or because of failures in your life, but circumstances aren't always truth. Truth is the reality found in Jesus Christ. So don't believe the lies that the devil wants to fill your mind with. Believe the truth of God's word and what God said about it. That is truth. Another powerful weapon that we have as believers in Jesus Christ is love. God gave us love. That word is used so loosely today. We love this or we love that. I love my car. I love this certain food. But I'm talking about the agape love of God that he put inside of us. You may have a relationship or a marriage that's falling apart. And you know what? Love is powerful. Use the love God gave you. It'll cover a multitude of sins, the Bible says. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul tells us about this love. He said, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It's not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. See, God will enable you and I to love people we could never love in the natural. When your mind is filled with hurt and the damage the devil is trying to bring into your life, we replace it with love. Just love. Love those around you. Love the person that hurt you. And God will bring healing in your life. You know, in the book of Ephesians, Paul talks about our spiritual armor. We're to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and all these, the helmet of salvation. But one of the most powerful weapons we have is what he calls the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. Now, righteousness is a free gift from God. It doesn't come just because you're a good person or you're doing good things. It comes because what God gave us. The Bible tells us that Jesus took my sin. God made him who knew no sin to become sin for me so that in him we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That righteousness is a free gift. And you know what, friend? It's powerful. The Bible calls it our breastplate in Ephesians as Paul's giving the weapons of that we fight with. It's the breastplate of righteousness. It guards your heart. And the heart is the mind where these battles come and take place. I believe as Christians, we begin making good choices in our life. We display the righteousness that God wants for our life so that the world can see us and they'll recognize Jesus. And then there's the weapon of faith. In James chapter 5 and verse 16, he tells us that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Faith is relying on God to do what he's promised to do. Faith is expecting something to happen even when you can't see it in the natural. What a mighty weapon faith is in our Christian walk. When Paul lists the weapons of our warfare and the spiritual armor that we have in Ephesians chapter 6, you know what he calls faith? He calls faith the shield of faith. He tells us to take up the shield of faith with which we will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Faith is like a shield. Whenever you trust God and believe what God has said, as opposed to your circumstances, it's like a shield protecting your heart from all the fiery darts the enemy wants to fire at you. See, in verse 12 of Ephesians 6, Paul said, "For our struggle, it's not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, and against the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly realms." He goes on to say, "Therefore," now I've always taught you, when you see the word therefore, stop and see what it's there for. "Take on the full armor of God so that you'll be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything to stand, stand firm then, having girded your loins with truth." Remember, truth is that first weapon. It's so powerful. So you gird your loins with truth. And then he told us to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We spoke about that, that God took our sin in Christ, punished it on the cross, and he gave us his righteousness so that God sees me holy, even though I blow it and I make mistakes. Put on the breastplate of righteousness, then having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, you might be thinking, Keith, what's the gospel of peace? Oh, that's for another program. That's a whole show in itself as we talk about what the gospel of peace is. But it's mainly understanding that God's not at war with you. He made peace through what Jesus did on the cross. So we have our feet shod with the gospel of peace. And then he says, in addition to all this, you take up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Now let's close that with this. He says in verse 17, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Friend, the greatest weapon that we have is that word of God, the Bible. As you begin reading the Bible, don't think of it as just a book. It's so much more than a book. It's God speaking through men to mankind. It's the word of God, which is so powerful. And in verse 18, Paul closes this out and he says, "With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit with this in view. Be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints." Now, Paul's telling us here, prayer is another powerful weapon. Now, you may have learned some prayers and in school when you were growing up. You may have learned prayers in Sunday school. But listen, friend, prayer is not just something you learn. Prayer is something that comes from your heart. It's communicating with God. Prayer is you and your heart talking to your heavenly Father, which is God. James said this in James 5:13. He said, "Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray." See, friend, prayer is so powerful. When you pray, God can change your circumstances. When you pray, your heart will change. Your attitude will change. He went on in James 5 and said, "Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise." I believe another weapon we have sometimes to fight our spiritual battle with the enemy is to begin to sing praises to God. The Bible tells me about Paul and Silas. They were in jail. And the Bible says at midnight, they began to sing praises to God. And you know what happened, friend? Their chains fell off. And the doors of their jail and their prison swung open, and God set them free. Sometimes we just need to sing. Life is a battle, neighbor, and you have an enemy. He's real. It's the devil, Satan, our adversary, the Bible calls him. And we need to fight the good fight of faith with the weapons that God gave us. I hope today ministered to you. I'd love to hear from you. Go by my website at weneedgod.com and drop me an email. Let me know you've been listening to the program. Friend, God loves you with an everlasting love. Walk in His grace now.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He He makes His mercies new every morning.